Army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 11th day of August 2016. Welcome to the broadcast, and thank you for the phone calls today. We kept pretty busy all day. Crystal and everybody jumped in and tried to get the orders out of here. We lacked two or three, but we got most of them out of here. And thank you for being with us and for calling, talking to us, and just sharing your thoughts. And we appreciate that so much. You folks are family. You really are. Whether you're a first-time caller or not, whether you call us 100 times, you're still part of the family. And thanks for being there for us. And don't forget us, please, in your prayers especially, but financially when you can. Before getting into the broadcast today, I want to give us some prayer requests if you don't mind. And I know you prayer warriors take this very seriously. I'm glad you do. I pray for Gary out of Arizona. Gary's having some health problems. He asked our Lord to touch him. Or give somebody the wisdom to see what the matter is so it can be fixed. And also for Bill and Donna. Bill and Donna are mail carriers here. And Bill has had heart problems and he was having problems today. His wife had to quit with the mail and go home to him. So please keep Bill and Donna in your prayers if you wouldn't mind. Please. That's very important. And also, I want to mention, next week we'll have a guest on that I haven't talked to for quite a while. We're going to talk to Bill Sneblin. Bill Sneblin is an ex-Satanist, a witch, actually. We're going to discuss something that's really a craze today. Pokemon Go. Pokemon in general, what it really means. Folks, it's amazing. It's amazing how Satan works to get our minds ensnared in so many different things. But next week, I don't know what day it is yet, we talked to Bill Sneblin about this. And don't forget, we're going to give away another free case of food and a water filter this month. He hasn't written us and said, I need a free case of food, and this is why, or a water filter, and this is why. It's because you haven't done it. Your name will go on the list. You may not get it first, you may not get it for a while, but you eventually probably will get one if it's needed. We're trying to do this every month to bless somebody because they blessed us. So just write and say, I need a water filter, Pastor Butch, or I need a case of food. I promise you it goes out. I never tell anybody who it goes to. I tell them the state it goes to. I will never do that. I will never embarrass somebody at all on purpose. I promise. That's just not the right thing to do. And don't forget the little booklet on cremation. I had several of them call today and want to copy that. And one lady called and said, well, Pastor, I can't afford anything else. And I urged the lady to please think about that. Cremation is not biblical. Now, I didn't say it sends you to hell, but it's not biblical, okay? A lot of people were burned at the stake. That was different. You can't help that. Or you get caught in the house fire. But I'm talking about willfully putting yourself in through cremation or somebody you love through cremation. It's not biblical. But the most disrespectful thing you do to somebody's body, cremation is not biblical. We mentioned, too, that tomorrow night, Aaron Dackins will be in here for Open Line Friday. I'm going to take a little trip tomorrow if you don't care. I've been blessed to get to know my dad's cousin, Cousin Ruth, 91 years old. You know, my dad passed away in March, and Cousin Ruth, the same age as Dad is, or was. And we're going up there tomorrow to spend time with her Saturday, Lord willing, and go to her, see where her dad, my great-grandpa, his funeral was held in an old log cabin church. It's been closed for years. I'm going to decide to take pictures of that. I want to see that. I'm going to go to the cemetery where he is buried and get to know more about my grandma's side of the family. He was a Tasker, Irish descent and Welsh descent. And I hope y'all don't mind me going one night. I appreciate you letting me go. And please, folks, don't forget us over the weekend with your prayers and help us if you can. We want to continue this at least through election time. We'll discuss a little bit about that tonight with our guest, Phil Hudock, who's going to probably be on the ballot to run for governor here in West Virginia. And we'll take a phone call this hour, too. If anybody wants to call, anybody, 855-242-8824.
Army's come to kill. This is war.
PastorButch.com.
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 You see where I'm going with this?
Right here. Pastor Butch on Call to Decision.
Folks, tonight we're going to open the phone lines up. Anybody wants to call and may want to talk to Phil. Whether you live in West Virginia or not is not important, although I will tell you this program tonight should be of interest to anybody that lives in this state. And I hope that you'll be paying attention to this because we've got a man on the program tonight that 20 years ago, by the grace of our Father in heaven, I got to lead to Christ. And I'm going to tell you what, talk about a miracle of miracles. When the Lord saved this man's soul, he hadn't looked back. He picked up his cross and took off, and he hadn't turned around. And he keeps right on going day after day. In the things that I couldn't do. But see, that's why we all each have a calling. And no one does what I do, and no one does it like I do, I'm sure. Nobody can mess up bad as I do. But nonetheless, we all have a calling and things need to do. It's Phil Hudock who, and when you all receive a DVD or CD or watch this on computer or church services, because Phil Hudock is there getting this all arranged and organized. And that's another thing to say, if it's messed up, you can blame him, not me. But anyway, Phil Hudock, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Butch, and, you know, basically I just watched the Energizer Bunny and took notes.
As far as I know, he's still going.
He is. He never quit.
By the way, before we get into what I want to talk about, I mentioned you during the beginning of the program here, and I'll make a mention quickly on back for the people. We had, I guess you can say, a revelation day from Trump that you and I already knew, or at least the last couple of days. He said, point blank, that Obama created ISIS and that Crooked Hillary was a cohort. Now, he said that. And he was asked by a talk show host, did he mean to say that like that? He said, the talk show host said, well, I think you meant to say that because Obama was soft on it, it got worse. He said, no, I said Obama created ISIS. And you know something? I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you back down on truth, you might as well lie.
Exactly. Obama is a Muslim, and believe it or not, he's a sodomite Muslim, which is almost unheard of, but he is a Muslim. He said so himself. I heard him say it. And so there's no doubt in my mind that he's funding ISIS. He started ISIS, and we know that's true, and the CIA helped him do it, of course. So, folks, we'll move on from that, but we do know, if you've been listening to this broadcast, anybody out there at all, as he knowledge about anything, knows Obama's behind all this. It really is. And so let's go on from there. And Phil, tell the folks, for new listeners, who you are, what we do together, you and I, and have been for quite a while, and kind of give them an update on just exactly who you are and what you do.
Well, basically, Butch, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
And, you know, it says, the Lord, what you want the Lord to say is that he knew you. You don't want him to say he never knew you. And, you know, for you, for the Lord to know you, you have to communicate with him. So I've been blessed that you have led me to the Lord and that I do have a personal relationship with the Lord. And that's the most important thing. That's my, that's what I'm most proud of.
Well, you know, one thing I can say about you, when you grabbed a hold of the reins, you haven't looked back and you took off into it as hard as you go and learned as you went and picked up speed as you went and still fighting the same battle. And you and I have been doing this together now for a long, long time, Phil Hudock. We were kind of younger when we started this together. You know that.
Both of us have turned a little more gray, lost a little more hair, put on a little more weight.
But, yeah.
But we have a lot of experiences. Wow.
We watched my sons grow up and your daughters grow up.
Yeah. We couldn't help that.
We turned around. There they were. But anyway, you are now doing something. You're involved in a lot of different things. Do you want to go with the governorship first, or do you want to go a different direction first?
No, I want to start off with, well, first I want to set the stage of where we are today. I wrote a little story this morning, okay? And I think mm-hmm. it's important for me to read this story because it, well, it just says where we are.
Now, does it start out once upon a time?
It starts out with, you have a house.
Okay, right in, okay.
So, okay, once upon a time, you have a house, family, and some land. You hire several people as servants, a groundskeeper, chauffeur, butler, tutor, accountant, and security guard. These people all take an oath to honor and uphold an agreement which outlines their responsibilities and limits. You agree to pay them weekly the agreed amount. Basic underlying tenet of the responsibilities is to see to the family's best interests while performing their duties. The limits pertain to being responsible, truthful, and staying within their prescribed authority. At first, things seem to work well, and the family prospers. Their finances and estate become the envy of the neighborhood. However, things begin to go wrong, very wrong. Over time, the servants feel they should not be bound by the agreement. The servants become slack in their responsibilities. And as a matter of fact, suddenly, you are painfully aware of the following. The groundskeeper begins ignoring areas of land, makes unneeded purchases, gives or sells off materials and equipment, and encourages squatters to move onto the property. The chauffeur fails to keep the vehicles clean and in good running order. He argues about traveling directions and even questions and changes destinations. The butler becomes slack, saying that the neighbor needs his time and services, and you should be understanding and charitable. The tutor begins teaching your children using objectionable materials and instructs your children of the ills of Christianity and the benefits of Islam. The tutor, along with the chauffeur and butler, begin telling lies, turning household members against one another. The security guard has snuck the squatter's armaments and determined that the master is responsible for any injury that the squatters incur. The squatters are found to be paying a weekly tribute to the association, which includes the groundskeeper, chauffeur, butler, tutor, and security guard. The accountant is cooking the books and says that the agreement between the servants and the master is outdated, irrelevant, and void. He has formed an alliance with foreign accountants and says that the master of the house is responsible for equalizing the neighborhood's account. All the while, he is borrowing, and the master's finances are in the red. Despite this, the accountant says the association has agreed on a weekly pay increase, which he has already instituted. Because the master has been questioning the actions of his servants and the existence of this association, which is the big club that you ain't in, and shows displeasure, the security guard has decided that the master is incapable of acting responsibly, and he should have less and less and possibly no access to the estate's armaments. This is America today. It is not a melting pot, but a pot that is melting. Our children have been dumbed down and misled on heritage and truth. Our leaders are greedy, sociopathic globalists who steal and destroy and serve other gods. This is what happens when the people allow, who put their trust. This is what happens when people put their trust in man and not in God.
Amen.
That's where we are today, Butch.
Amen. I just told you before on the air, I just finished an article entitled American Idols. It goes along with that, a little more wordy than that, but that was pretty well done, Phil Hudock.
Well, you know, we need to look in the mirror, and we need to say, what have we done? What are we doing, and what have we done? And what are we going to do? Because this is not a spectator situation. This is, you know, if you're a child of God, if you're a Christian, you are responsible to act, not just to learn, but to learn and then apply that and do something. And, you know, that's what Thomas, I'm very proud of Thomas. And, you know, Thomas, Gene, and I got together, and we basically went to the authorities. First, we appealed to them, just as the founders of this country did, and we asked them for help. When we didn't get it, we had to go to the state Supreme Court and file a case, a complaint. We used over 6 pages of King James Scripture and 11 pages of maxims, which are not politically correct ideas of the day, but however they are truths that have withstood the time.
Test of time, yes.
Yeah, the test of time. And, you know, for that, for doing what we as children of God should do, now, you know, Thomas has been he's in a situation where they violated policy, broken rules, obstructed justice. They put him in solitary confinement, giving him cold treatment in the 50 and 60 degree range, giving him a room in the mid 90s with no air conditioning and a plastic mattress. But you know what? He never capitulated, Butch. He
yeah.
never said, "Uncle." He never cried and said, "You know, I give up. I will do what you tell me. I will turn my back on my Creator. I will surrender my sovereignty in God to be a minion of the state." That's what he's done. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't. And so, you know, they were in a pickle. They put him in. They put him in Huttonsville, a medium security prison. And there was a problem. He wouldn't sign the papers. So they sent him to Mount Olive, a level 5 facility, even though he's considered a level 2 criminal who's really never hurt anyone or damaged property. And again, you know, they tried to coerce him, and he wouldn't give up. Okay? So now he's in a different situation, which is actually much better.
Okay, hang on through the break, Bill. Don't lose your place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, back at the break, we'll take phone calls. Get the BK and all of you. 855-242-8824. This man has stood his ground. He truly has. And Phil Hood locked him by side every step of the way.
Portions of Call to Decision are sponsored by you. You. Your contributions keep Pastor Butch on the air.
Thank you.
Speaking the truth.
Thank you.
To contribute and keep Pastor Butch on the air, please visit Call to Decision at PastorButch.com or phone 800-777-4403.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And now, here's Pastor Butch.
Alrighty, folks, we are back here talking to Phil Hudock. We're discussing right now Thomas Deegan, who's now in a correctional center in Welch, West Virginia. And he is getting some better treatment in this facility, I have to say that. He has been treated much better than he was in the last two. And I do ask you above everything else tonight to keep this in prayer. We know our God can do mighty things. Well, all we can do is turn over to Him and say, Father, thy will be done. And give us strength to accept whatever it is. But we need to pray for Thomas, okay? And for his mom and everybody involved in this. Go ahead, Phil. Finish your comments.
Yes, yes. You know, in this rule of battle and this political war called the campaign that I'm in, I'm really on an adrenaline rush. I really am. And, you know, with Thomas, he was never beaten down. He's focused. And what has transpired has proved all of our assertions. Everything we said was true. They haven't refuted anything. They couldn't. You know, even the Intermountain that ran a front page headline, Justices Added to Hudock's Lawsuit, when they asserted that the case had been dismissed, guess what? They didn't ask for a retraction in the paper. You know why? Because it was true. Because they couldn't dismiss it. It was they were in default and dishonor. You couldn't dismiss. So anyway, Thomas has never given up. Thomas had ideas which are still valid. Thomas looked at what should be, and he looked at the only way that you could lawfully correct this problem, okay? And he dictated, he called me, and I recorded a message that I want to give out. Rather than play the recording, which would be hard to understand since it's, you know, over the phone, and then it would be broadcast through, you know, through right. Shortwave and everything. I'm going to read what he has here, and I want people to pay attention.
Okay.
This is Thomas now. The lead up to this trust, and he's made a trust, was when three gentlemen, Gene Stoniker, Phil Hudock, and Thomas David House of Deegan, sued the state of West Virginia and all its entities. We never received any valid response to the facts and truths that we set forth, which were ultra-virus violations of their contract with us, namely the constitutions, both state and federal. Through this, we found that the states were just instrumentalities of the federal corporation. Therefore, when you put into default this state, you are putting into default the federal government, which puts into default each and every state. Because the states all incorporate at local government levels, including county, city, and township levels, they all defaulted and dishonored themselves in law. When that happened, their charters, contracts, or constitutions, as most people know them, are forfeited automatically as an operation of law. Therefore, since the 11th of September 2015, they have been operating without a charter. This means that each and every purported government official has been impersonating a public official and has been committing more fraud than what we already set forth in our complaint. The West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals put the final nail in their own coffin when they attempted to cover up our final and filed amended complaint by purporting that they had dismissed the case in August. However, they never noticed Phil Hudak and I, and the order that Gene Starnecker received dismissing the case was not even signed by a judge. How could the court file in September an amended complaint if the case had indeed been dismissed some 2 weeks earlier? This constituted fraud of the highest court in the state of West Virginia and sealed their fate. We had given them numerous opportunities as required in law, at law, and otherwise, to recompense us to do what was right, which was to reconform themselves to the contract with us, but they failed to do so. At that point, that gave us the authority to do what had to be done, which is verified by the maxim of law, quote. And I'll continue after the break.
All right, folks, after the break, we'll finish this quote from Thomas. I'm going to take phone calls, like I promised. Keep the phone lines full.
Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
On Call to Decision, we have both kinds of talk, politics and religion. Now, back to Pastor Butch on Call to Decision.
Folks, getting tonight, we're talking to Phil Hudak. And Phil Hudak is a man, as you've already determined, I'm sure, by listening to him, that's a man of fortitude and, in my mind, valor and integrity. I've known Phil for a long time. I've never seen one instance in all the years I've known him that I couldn't put 100% trust in him. And anything that I needed to do or let him know or talk to him about, Phil Hudak has been a strong brother in Christ, a strong ally in the battle, and a comrade in arms, so to speak, that I'm proud to know. Phil, go ahead and finish your statement, sir.
Yeah, and I want to say, Butch, I'm sure your audience has more than a soundbite attention span, unlike the zombie mainstream.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway, you know, at this point in the battle, the maxim which says that we have authority to do what needs to be done is, quote, the last man standing on the battlefield are the winners. And at that point, the winner, as winners, we have the right to decide what happens on behalf of the King of Kings and the Creator of all. What we've done is design a trust where all people on the soil of what some people call the United States of America are beneficiaries. This means that they have no duties or responsibilities to do anything except opt in or opt out. They don't have to be beneficiaries. They don't have to accept the benefits. They can go on with their lives as they wish without being harassed by anybody, so long as they don't cause harm to another person or their property. If they, including men, women, and children, regardless of age or location, stay in as beneficiary, they will receive the benefits of the restructuring of the purported government that no longer exists. They will receive education on how to properly set up the structure that will maintain and ensure not only their happiness, but their life, liberty, and future for them and their children. Now, this trust was effectuated on the 4th of August, 2016, at 9:14 by Thomas, to be joined by other overseeing trustees in the near future. At this point, Thomas is seeking flag officers and up, or family members of such, and they are requested to get in touch with Darlene Deegan or others that are on the Hudak.info website. She will refer them to the proper persons, as we are looking to get administrative orders out and start effecting the long overdue change needed in this country for the betterment of our children. Children have been neglected for many, many years. And those, like I say, those numbers are on Hudak.info now. But you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. You were in the military.
Yes.
Against enemies, foreign and domestic, correct?
That's correct.
In 1974, and I signed my first teaching contract, and I said in that contract that I would support the West Virginia and U.S. constitutions. And of course, if the Constitution is under attack, to support it means to defend it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. In other words, this is like the story I gave you where there was a contract between the master and the servants. And the servants broke the contract. It's the master's job. It's his home. It's his children. It's his future to do something what is actually lawful.
It's his responsibility.
That's right. Now, the military is needed. The military can only act if there is an actual lawful civil government for them to support. Okay? They can't just say, you know, we don't like the way government's working, and because that would be a coup. They've taken an oath to not go against a lawful government. However, they have taken an oath to support a lawful government. Is the present government lawful, Butch?
Of course not.
No, it is not. Now, what's happened here, and I know this is, you know, we're in bizarro world, Butch, but a case was taken to the highest level of the state, and they defaulted and dishonored. They lost. It's legally, lawfully, because there's a difference.
Oh, there's a difference, legal, yes, lawful. Yes.
They are operating in the legal world, the fiction world. We are operating in the lawful, under God world. That's what God expected us to set up, was lawful government. So as bizarre as this sounds, this is really the only shot. This is the only opportunity. This was well thought out, orchestrated, proved without a doubt. And there are military, you know, the military is being axed by the unlawful, illegal Obama administration and his cronies. You know, he's a puppet.
Yes.
Is he not?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, as bizarre as this sounds, this is the duty that I took an oath to. This is the duty under God that is lawful. We are heirs of the Creator. There is nothing higher than heirs of the Creator. They are heirs of their father, the devil.
That's true.
Okay?
Yep.
So, at this point, let's take calls.
Okay, and you said, but they can find out about the trust on your website, philhudock.info?
Just hudock.info.
Hudock.info, folks. Hudock.info. Learn more about the trust, okay? Now, very quickly, before we go to calls, tell them what you're doing with running for governor, and do you think you're going to make the ballot?
Well, you know, it looks like I'm going to be one of five candidates. I'm going to be the only one that is an unabashed, non-conforming Christian. You know, I'm a Christian. I do not capitulate. I simply follow the dictates of the Creator. I don't apologize for being a Christian.
Amen.
I have a past that reflects that. You know, I'm not just, you know, Trump is saying a lot of good things. My question is, what's his past? You know, can God use him? I hope so. Do I pray for him? Yes. And I'm amazed by some of the things he's saying, including that what we took to the state Supreme Court, Butch, was churches are prohibited from incorporating in West Virginia.
Yes.
This is a message that should not be just in West Virginia, but over the entire country. We prove, you know, they did not refute what we said, that churches should not be incorporated.
Well, they can refute it, they just ignore it and hope it'll
exactly.
go away.
Exactly. Well, guess what? That's why I'm running for governor, Butch, because
yeah.
they can't ignore me, or they're going to try. They're going to try, Butch.
Oh,
let
yeah. Well,
if
God allows you to get on the ballot, my friend, you know we're going to support you however we can. You know that.
Yeah.
And, folks, this is refreshing. For the first time in my lifetime, I can support a candidate that I know is going to put Christ first, above everything, above the Constitution even. Christ comes first in this man's life. He will serve him. And if you want that kind of man in office, if he makes a battle here in West Virginia, if you don't support Phil Hudock, the only thing you got, there's something wrong with your Christianity. I doubt very seriously that you've really been born again. You say, well, that's throwing away a vote. No. No, voting for what our Father tells us to vote for, a Christian man, is never throwing away anything. Maybe in the eyes of man, you threw away a vote. But in the eyes of your God, you obeyed him, and that's what matters. Let's start the phone line. Let's go first to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello,
BK.
Talk out y'all tonight.
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Phil? He wants to know.
I'm just great.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, BK.
Hey, first off, I wanted to say that I voted for you, Mr. Hudock, for U.S. Senator in 2014, and it's great to hear that hopefully you're on the ballot for governor here in West Virginia in 2016, because we sure could use you.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to give it my all. I'm pulling out all the stops, and I'm not pulling any punches.
You know, when you ran in 2014 for senator, several months before the election, I remember Alex Jones, who I appreciate and admire, and I agree with him about 90%. He, to me, in the Patriot community in GCN Live, InfoWars is the university and Call to Decision is the church. I remember Alex Jones saying he would vote for a gay, it's a quote, he would vote for a gay in a second if that gay was for liberty. Now, in the citizens' rule book that InfoWars gives you when you order something, and I believe, Pastor Butch, your ministry sells them also.
Yes.
It has 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But to a homosexual, what is liberty? Who gets to wear the butt plug at the Sunlight Parade?
Liberty to them is a citizen. It means it's free for all. That's what libertarians believe. They should do what they want to be able to do without any question. Alex Jones is a good talk show host. He's done a lot of good things. But to make a statement like that is totally unchristian. And I have to say that to anybody that wants to know it. It's totally unchristian. It's ungodly as it can be. And it's a very dangerous statement to make.
It's not the liberty the Bible speaks of. It's an abomination. It's
Amen.
Judgments and fires and tornadoes and floods. That's why I'm not a libertarian.
Amen.
Exactly. And BK, you know, what God says is good is good. What God said is bad is bad. That settles it.
Yes.
No man has a liberty to sin. Back when we went into Iraq the first time, the Charleston paper put a headline, and I should have kept that paper. It said, Iraq now free to sin, because America went in and let them do what they want to. They do anything they want to. Iraq now free to sin. What a statement for a nation that calls itself the freest, greatest nation in the world to set another nation free to commit adultery, fornication, homosexuality. What a statement. It's no wonder Revelation 18 calls us a cage of all unclean spirits. But go ahead.
Outrageous. But the libertarians have trailblazed in faggotry, cross-dressing, transgenders for so long, the Democrats are just catching up with them.
But
back there in 2014, when it was Phil Hudock of the Constitution Party versus John Buckley, an open homosexual from the Libertarian Party, it was easy for me to vote Hudock.
Amen.
I voted for Hudock all the way, and I am a member of no party. I prefer the Constitution Party over the Libertarian Party.
I vote.
Parties are very similar.
I want to vote God's word above everything else. God's word is supreme. Period. That's it. Nothing. There's no debate about it in my mind. That's it.
Yeah, I believe the Constitution Party tries to uphold God's laws and stand for Christ's principles with a decent moral standard, and the Libertarian does not. The Constitution Party is fiscally conservative and socially conservative. The Libertarians are fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
There you go.
Yeah, and when you join a party, you are yoking. And the only party that I could yoke with is the Constitution Party, because you're not supposed to be unequally yoked.
Very true.
Yes.
Good points, BK. Anything else?
Yes, sir. Politically, the state of West Virginia recognizes 4 political parties. The Democrat Party, the Republican Party, the Mountain Party, and the Libertarian Party. In West Virginia, a group of citizens may gain recognition by having a candidate for governor attain 1% of the votes cast in the most recent election.
Yes.
To have the Constitution recognized by the state with many candidates on future ballots, we, the people of West Virginia, must elect Phil Hudock governor. And if we can't do that, can't we get this mad 1% of the vote so that the party is recognized in the future?
Good point, BK. Thanks for calling. Got to move, but good call. Thank
Can
you very much. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, Pastor Butch, it was called a decision ministry that educated me about the churches being 501c3 corporations. So I wanted to ask Mr. Hudock what you think about this quote from Donald Trump about the Johnson Amendment from 1954, which prohibited tax-exempt organizations from endorsing political candidates, you know, and creating the 501c3 corporation church. Donald Trump said, and I quote, "An amendment pushed by Lyndon Johnson many years ago threatens religious institutions with the loss of their tax-exempt status if they openly advocate their political views. I'm going to work very hard to repeal that language and protect free speech for all Americans." Trump said repeal the Johnson Amendment.
He said that. I heard that.
Yeah, okay. let me address that, BK. He hit the problem on, you know, he hit the nail on the head of the problem. Now, here's the thing. Churches cannot incorporate. They can't be yokes of the government. I don't care about changing the language of IRS code. That doesn't solve the problem. Unless churches are not incorporated, you still have a problem. And I don't believe that Trump has stated or intends to break that corporate yoking to the churches.
Okay. All right, BK, good question. Good call. Thank you. By the way, about Thomas in Maryland, you called weeks ago. You mentioned you had some information for Thomas Deegan. Thomas in Maryland, if you listen tonight, you never did call back and fill us with information. We'd love to hear that. We'd love to hear from you about the information. Please call us. I'd appreciate that. Give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Leave your name and address with a name and phone number with Lisa Namar, and I'll call you back. All right, let's go next to Jeff from Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in.
Well, as far as myself is concerned, I voted for Scott Wylie in Massachusetts for governor, and so forth. And I know that there's a pattern I see with conservative groups, which is they're very, very small, and they're usually older. I've seen this with the John Birch Society, which I was a member for a year, and so forth. In other words, what's happening is the young people don't listen to any kind of talk radio, maybe a little bit of Fox News, but I doubt it, and so forth. And basically, this country's finished. Now I'm going to vote for Trump this election as president. But you see, if Trump gets elected, you will see racial rioting because, you see, most people are on the gravy train, and Trump will take away that gravy train. So simply put, talk radio and conservative media is on borrowed time. All that Obama has to do is flip a switch, and that's it. So in other words, do you think we can honestly get this country back, or do you think it's time to run for the hills?
Scott, let me answer that. First of all, whether we win or lose, I mean, you know, in the short term here, we know we win in the long term. It is not the point. In other words, it's like to be saved, you have to be on the right path. You've never arrived, okay? But you have to be on the right path. With the young people, you are absolutely right. There is a problem, and I'm trying to reach the young people.
Hang on through the break, all right?
Yeah.
After the break, we'll get back to another phone call, too. Jeff, hang on if you like. We'll get to Brent and all of you, 855-242-8824.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
A true Christian and patriot speaks and dares the king to fight.
We recognize no sovereign but God.
Have you said your war prayer today?
And no king but Jesus.
Then let's lock and reload with Pastor Butch Paul here on Call to Decision. Call to Decision.
All right, folks, we are back. We're running out of time quickly. We've got several phone calls left to go. Phil, I'm going to let you about, give you about 10 seconds, 20 seconds to finish answering what Jeff said. We've got to move on, okay?
Yeah, your bumper music, This Is War. You know, as long as you're alive, you're to be in the battle.
Amen.
And I've been fortunate to teach a class at WVU explaining this stuff. You know, I've got two Facebook pages, Philip Hudock and Mr. Obamahead, a live stream channel, several channels on YouTube. So, you know, it's out there. I'm just trying to put it out. I can't force people.
Okay, folks, again, it's Hudock. It's one more time. Remember me, Hudock.info. Hudock.info.
That's the rule of law battle.
Yes,
and
there you go.
Hudock.com is the campaign website.
Okay. Jeff, you still there? All right, Jeff's going. Let's go next to Brent in California. Brent, come on in. You got about 30 seconds. So come on in.
Yeah, Pastor Butch, I called and I was on hold for a while, but what I want you to do is on air. I want you to come in agreement with all us believers, and I want you to pray for Tom Deegan, please, on air. I want us to
Sure.
together right now.
All right, let's do that. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, I thank you, Father, for hearing this prayer. I thank you, Father, for understanding the truth and what we're trying to do here. Thomas Deegan is a man, I believe in my heart, is doing his best, the best he knows how to serve you and glorify you and stand for what's right. According to your law, not man's law. Please, Father, in the name of Christ, would you please help this man? Touch him with comfort, give him strength and courage. And Father, according to thy sovereign will, your perfect will, perhaps give him home again with his family. Ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
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 All right.
Thank you, Brian. Good call. Thank you. All right, I just put out a message for Tom and Marilyn to call, and Tom's next up online. Tom, come on in. He left? Tom left. Okay, well, he left. He left his phone number, though. I will get that number to Cookie, Thomas's mom, right away. But anyway, Phil, you got about a minute left or so. What do you want to say?
Butch, it's a spiritual battle, and without divine intervention, there will be no joy in Mudville.
No, amen. And I've always been blessed and amused when you tell me that when you first come to God and Country Rally, when you first saw me, you just thought, oh, no, he's going to talk about God. What's he got to do with this? And I remember when you come to the truth of Christ, it opened up a whole new world, didn't it?
It finally put all the jigsaw pieces of the puzzle together for me, and that's set my path.
Amen. Amen. Well, Phil, who all I can say is, brother, I'm proud to know you, honored to work with you. And I hope that we can continue together for a while until at least our Father calls us home and stay steadfast with the truth.
Thank you, partner.
I will talk to you soon.
Amen.
Love you, buddy. Take care. Folks, we love you a bunch, and we do our best to bring the best we can to you. We share things. You say this isn't a national concern. That's a local man in prison. If he's your brother, it's your concern. And Phil Hudock's trying to make a difference. Whether it's just in one town or a whole nation, a man standing for what's right should be supported by those who say they love Christ. And I just covet your prayers, please, folks. I pray that I be given strength and courage. And sometimes I need uplifted too. I really do. I'm only a man. I appreciate those who respect me, and I hope I've earned it. But I understand I'm just a man. Don't put me in a pedestal. I'm just a man. Right, when you talk to me, you're not talking about spatial. I'm just a servant as you are. But pray for us as we pray for you. And may our Father will be done with this ministry, okay? We love you, and by the grace of God, I will see you Monday night. But tomorrow night will be Aaron Dakins with Open Line Friday. Tomorrow night's your chance to spend the whole hour talking about anything you want to. And if you don't call tomorrow night, it's your fault. But I'll see you Monday night, Lord willing. Have a wonderful weekend.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.